show.
It's Anna and Dusty and Anna show.
Dusty and Anna. No, it's Anna and Dusty.
Dusty and Anna. Anna and Dusty.
A comes before D.
Whatever. This is the first time our viewers actually get to see the inside of the man cave. So
you don't really get to see all of it. The cool part's all that way.
You can pick up the camera and like show them around a little bit, maybe.
Fine.
Show them around.
All right. Right. So this
I'll plug that back in.
We have a big light there, so that's probably killing you all. That's all you really need to see, right?
Yeah. Well, just so you can see that it's like, it's a legit man cave. It's not bad. It's not bad. We got a cowhide rug on the floor.
Oh, he does have a cowhide rug.
I mean,
this is a rocking man pad right here.
He's pretty excited about it. I built it for him while he was away. So I'm pretty excited about it, too.
If we ever got to a terrible fight and I was exiled to my fortress of solitude, I'd be okay for a few days.
You'd sleep in that chair where I slept last night.
Yeah. And actually fell asleep there last night while we were recording a podcast. It kind of made me mad, but...
Well, I was so tired. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I had taken some sleeping pills because I need help sleeping, and then I was just done halfway through.
So she got hers, so I just left her there.
Speaking of leaving people sleeping places, the other night, last weekend to be exact, Dusty and I were watching a movie on the couch, and I had asked him to make sure that if I fell asleep, I woke up, because it was Sunday night, that I woke up and went to bed because I needed to wake up for work, and I was able to hear my alarm clock. So sure enough, at 3 a.m., I wake up. Oof, I'm on the couch by myself. I go upstairs. I'm pissed. I find him sprawled out, naked, with cookies on the bed. What?
I don't know. Can we be clear about something? I don't even recall that.
I know. That's the best part. The next morning when I asked him about it, he said he doesn't even remember. We weren't even drinking.
Not even drinking. That was like, I had to go to work the next day.
He literally was in the bed just butt naked, and then I found cookies all around.
I think it was sleepwalking. Or I have like a really weird guy that sneaks into my house at night and takes advantage of me.
Why would that be your immediate reaction to go to?
I don't know. I assume weird things all the time.
You do. Just like you assume everybody's going to steal your Jordan shoes when you go out wearing them.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I was listening to the radio the other day. Some guy was talking about he lives in South Central and he went to go pick up his mom's medicine and he got shot. Just being at the fucking store, he got shot. So, yeah. Stuff like that happens.
Okay, but it doesn't happen every day.
I don't know. We live in a big city, but there's a lot of crime here. We don't live on the crime side of the city, but...
I agree with you, I guess, a little bit. I still think you're paranoid, and that's just that. You gotta have a little more faith in people.
Yeah, right.
So, we have a good show today. What are we gonna talk about today, Dusty?
Oh, probably the same thing we talk about every time. Stuff that's bothering you, stuff that's bothering me.
You know,
life in general.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the traffic in San Diego. Actually, San Diego drivers all around. Now, if anybody's offended by this, it's probably because you're one of these drivers. I come from Texas, where the speed limit is 85. Go Texas. I come here, speed limit 65. Okay, fine. Speed limit is 65. Why do people not go at least 65?
It's 70 in most areas, and I think as long as you get in the far left lane, you're good.
No, that's the problem. That's the issue that I'm having, is that I am in the far left lane because I stay there. I know it's only for passing, so I'm breaking the rules there. I don't care. It's because there's Joe Schmo over here in the far left lane going 54 miles per hour.
Well, for my peeps in Oklahoma, we grew up having to drive up and down Highway 169 all the time, and they're always doing construction on that road. So there was never a day or a time when there wasn't traffic. So if it's still like that, or if you're one of those people out here in San Diego or another busy city, what I like to do when I'm stuck in traffic is turn on a podcast and fucking enjoy it. And
at least it keeps your mind off of
it. If you don't enjoy our podcast, there are several other great podcasts out there that you could listen to. But that's what I do. I just turn on a podcast.
I just sit there and go crazy.
Well, that's your problem.
The worst part is that there's a very small part during the day, like a time limit, where there is no traffic and you can actually go through on the 5 and the 8 and the 94. And it is from 10 a.m. to 10:15. That is a small space that I've realized there is no traffic and you're good to go. But when you're bumper to bumper all the time, and you know what else bugs the crap out of me? One of my biggest pet peeves is when we're all stuck in line in traffic, we're all bumper to bumper, and then there's this one person who has enough space for 20 cars to fit in between him and the car in front of him. So, of course, what's going to happen?
Everybody else
is going to get in there. So, you know what that means? I'm stuck waiting in the back longer because this douchebag doesn't want to move.
Yeah.
That just aggravates the crap out of me.
Yeah.
You clearly don't get as frustrated. I have legit anger management issues now. What is it called? Road rage. I have road rage from living in San Diego.
You had road rage in Florida.
They're horrible drivers, too. Maybe I'm just a really bad driver. You know, my brother was in town. My brother was in town. He's 17 years old, and when I picked him up from the airport, I was just warning him, hey, the drivers here are horrible, because he just started driving. And he was like, did you ever think that maybe you're the bad driver because you drive too fast? Of course not. I'm a great driver.
Perfect driver.
I'm a great driver.
Yeah.
You're a bad driver. You drive like a grandma.
I don't drive like a grandma.
You drive so slow.
Like my grandma.
You drive so slow.
I don't
ever let him drive anymore because he drives so slow. I can't do it. I can't go that slow. You're just so like calm and relaxed and just chilling in the car. And I'm like, hit the gas, please.
I go 3 to 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. Anna's like, oh, hurry up. What? Jeez, driving like a grandma. Oh, my God.
Texas drivers, man.
Slowing down on the off-ramps for pussies. Floor that shit.
I ain't slowing down for nobody. I started cutting people off. Oh, another pet peeve.
Hey, also another thing Anna doesn't stop for. Red lights, apparently.
That's not true.
No, it is true. I actually have the video footage to prove it. Because I got a ticket in Texas when I was in San Diego. I got a ticket in my name in Texas. And I was in San Diego.
And because turn on red because I didn't make a full stop.
Yeah, right on red requires you to stop.
It was yellow turning red. Yellow means speed up. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Traffic cameras are bullshit anyway.
They are. Yeah. Stop catching us. You don't need that.
No.
My friend, at work the other day, I was taking him to his car, and it rang a red light. Didn't even notice. He was like, did you see that red light? I was like, oh, nope.
Sometimes I'll stop at red lights, and I'll sit there. And then I'll just go for some reason.
Because you think it's a stop sign, right?
No. Like, I'll be looking at it, and my body just feels the urge that, like, oh, that light's green. And, like, everyone else in the car is like, what are you doing? Like, holy shit, that was a really bad idea. It's happened a couple times.
Have you ever been, like, so deep in thought that you don't even remember your whole drive?
Yes, that happens a lot, especially when I'm on the phone. On Bluetooth.
We're not illegal. We don't talk about that.
I'm good about using the Bluetooth in the car.
I know you are. It's horrible hearing.
I won't text in the car at all. So if you're texting me and I'm driving, I won't even look at my phone.
Right, me too.
And it will not stop texting and driving. San Diego traffic. That's how Anna's going to die. She's going to get into a car wreck while texting and fucking driving.
I think one of these days I'm going to get... You know how all over San Diego says report drunk drivers? Somebody's going to think that I'm driving, drinking and driving just because I'm swerving so much while texting.
Probably. I wouldn't brag about that.
I'm not bragging about it. I mean, I'm a busy person. I got to talk to a lot of people. I got to keep people going. Got to keep things going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Text. Gotta get those thoughts out. Another pet peeve I have. So, I'm a proud owner of a Jeep. Dusty got rid of his before he left for his trip. So, I got a Jeep this time because that was my dream car. Now, everybody who owns a Jeep knows that there's a thing called a...
Jeep Wave.
It's the cheap way. You don't have to go out of your way or do anything. You can have your hand on the steering wheel.
Lift your fingers off the steering wheel.
Hey, I acknowledge you have a Jeep Wave. Just like bikers do. You know, bikers give themselves a little high. How you doing? It's called a Jeep Wave. San Diego, please. Jeep Wave me. The next time I wave at a Jeep and they don't wave back, I'm going to turn around and make sure they see me flipping them off.
There's no Chevy Equinox Wave, I found out.
No.
I keep trying to make it cool. No one's doing it.
You got a mom car.
You got stuck
with the mom car. And I got the badass Jeep.
The Equinox ain't a mom car. I'm going to stick some cool stickers on the outside and some flames.
You're going to put some flames on the side doors?
Yeah, maybe. Cool air. I don't know anything about cars, so I'm just going to start naming off things that would make my car cool. And you tell me if it would help. A spoiler.
On the Equinox?
On the Equinox.
No.
Yep.
There's no room for it.
No, you just...
Put it on top?
Yeah.
No.
Throw it
next.
On top. Yeah, that helps the... I think our camera went out. Bring that back up. There we go. Hopefully we're still recording. Are we?
Yep.
No.
Yes, we are. Time's right
okay.
there. We're
still recording. Okay.
What else? So
aftermarket exhaust.
I don't want the little Hondas.
Yeah, something like that. Hood scoop.
I'm not familiar with the hood scoop.
Yeah, you are. You'd know it if you saw it.
Okay.
I'm
going to walk out for just 1 second. It's getting awful hot in here. I got to go turn on the air conditioning. You keep talking though. Keep telling us about what you want to do. For your poor Equinox.
I was just making up excuses to get Anna out of the room. She doesn't like to talk about cars. What I really want to talk about was some more wrestling. So, this Sunday, pretty big deal. Pretty excited about it. We got a little bit of... actually, I probably can't even... Am I allowed to talk about wrestling?
No.
Never mind.
You're allowed to talk about wrestling. You're not allowed to advertise for them.
Why?
Well, because they're not paying us to talk about them.
Now,
WWE, if you want to pay us to talk about you, we will talk about you all day long.
Whatever. Money in the Bank match. Whatever. Free advertisement.
He's so excited about that.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Go get your Randy Orton doll.
No.
Go get your Randy Orton doll.
Tomorrow, I promise, on my Randy Orton doll and my Randy Orton shirt, we'll be sitting on the couch together, wearing the same outfit, and just ready to go.
Who do you think is going to win Money in the Bank?
Randy Orton.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Roman Reigns.
Who do you think is going to win the championship match?
I think it's
going
to be Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns isn't in the championship
but
match.
But I don't know. Who's in the championship match?
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Well, then we already know it's going to be Dean Ambrose.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's the fan favorite now.
Yeah.
Unless they want to keep the same story going.
Seth Rollins. He's ready to prove he's a badass.
He's proved that he's not a badass.
He's
in
actually
any way, shape, or form.
He's actually a badass.
He may be a badass, but the character they've been portraying has not been a badass.
That's the character he's portraying.
But that's what I'm saying. He's always with Snout. Kane is always helping him. His little bodyguards are always helping him. He's never doing anything on his own.
I think he's going to pull some crazy shit.
I think he's just going to get helped out by the Authority again.
No, they're not helping him. They're backing off because he said he was going to do it all on his own.
Oh, okay. Well.
Anyway, no one else that listens to this podcast cares about wrestling.
Nobody.
If you do care about wrestling and you want to hear me talk about wrestling some more, let me know on Facebook or on Twitter at WTHWWT.
Yes, and
because,
look at the picture of Dusty holding Randy Orton doll.
Look at the picture of me sitting on the back porch minding my own business while my wife takes a picture of me.
What are you talking about?
Just sitting back there.
Oh, yeah, your naked photo.
My naked photo.
I had
shorts on.
He wasn't really naked.
I had shorts on.
He did have shorts on. It was really cute, though.
I think someone might have reported, though. I tried to look it up on Twitter earlier, and I think it was gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it still there.
I wasn't naked.
He wasn't naked. Plus, it's Twitter.
Plus, you can't see anything.
Freaking Kim Kardashian was naked all over every internet site possible. So, I mean, she almost broke the internet.
Can you forward that to me?
You didn't see it?
I'm just kidding.
No. I don't know what magazine that was, but she has a booty.
And in other news, what else is going on?
Well, I would like to kind of get people involved with this podcast, so I want to hear your pet peeves. You can go to our website, which is WTH. It has changed. So it's WTHWereWeThinking.com. We finally own our own website. Yay. That should be completed by tomorrow. Or on Facebook, we're getting a lot of comments there. So if you want to leave us a comment, whether you want to listen to Dusty talk about wrestling some more, or if you want to tell some of your pet peeves, because mine are
I won't talk about wrestling anymore. This podcast isn't about wrestling, but I do like to talk about wrestling. It's one of my things.
And superheroes.
Superheroes. I like superheroes. We haven't even talked about superheroes.
We haven't even talked about superheroes.
We haven't talked about our own personal heroes. Anna, who's your personal
hero? You're my hero.
No, other than me. Be for real. Who's your, like, personal hero?
Personal hero? My mom.
Who you look up to. Your mom.
My mom.
Why?
Oh, my God. She went through... She has an amazing story that hopefully she'll finally write that book, Mother. But she is brave. She is strong. She's gone through so much. And she's just... the perfect mom. She's great.
She's a fighter.
She is a fighter. She's a great person to look up to.
She's super smart.
She's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
She loves Dusty not wearing a shirt.
Loves me not wearing a shirt. I always get compliments on that. Not compliments, just comments.
Comments. Does Dusty ever wear a shirt? No, Mother, he does not. Look, he's wearing a shirt now, though, isn't he?
Bang, bang. You know what? I normally wear a shirt unless my mother-in-law calls, and then I just strip the shirt off real quick.
He never wears a shirt. We actually have a rule in our house that we established when we first started living together. Dusty is not allowed to wear a shirt.
No shirts, but I'm not happy with my figure right now, so...
Well, I'm happy with your figure, and I'm the one looking at it, so... I don't think my shirt should ever be on.
Well...
Except for while we're recording. Y'all don't need to see my stuff.
Told you I got that somewhere in between dad bod and Adonis thing going on.
He doesn't. He's got a great body. You do. You have a great
tiger
body.
Tiger blood. Adonis DNA.
You're doing that Shane... Or what's the Charlie Sheen thing again?
You. Booger blood.
Winning! Why do I have to be booger blood?
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of stuffed up, I'm so sick right now. You hear how stuffed up I am?
I hear ya.
Me. Last night we did a lot of chipmunk.
We should do something with this wall behind us so it's more interesting for when people are watching us.
Oh, we should have a huge poster of us.
We should have, like, a fat head.
Of us.
Of us.
We should have a fat head of us. You see back there, that's his pictures of all the family.
If we could get a Darth Vader right here, that'd be cool, too.
Is that what we're going to talk about next? Star Wars?
Star Wars. Anna loves Star Wars.
No. That's... Dusty loves Anna watching Star Wars. There's a difference. Anna doesn't actually watch Star Wars.
It's one of our favorite things to do together.
It's one of your favorite things.
You know what, though? True story. Hallie will not pay attention to Star Wars at all.
Uh-huh.
She has no idea what's going on when Star Wars comes on. But that sweet little girl knows that her daddy loves Star Wars.
So she'll sit there.
So she'll ask me if I want to watch Star Wars.
She's such a good girl. Yes. What did she say earlier today when she called you on FaceTime?
Oh, so I called my daughter. Talked to my daughter today on the phone. And she was playing with her friends. And she sat there and tried to make conversation with me for like 5 minutes. And she said, Dad, I'm really sorry. I can't hear you right now because I'm playing with my friends. Would it be okay if I called you back later? Like, yeah, hon, that's fine. Thank you. I'm really sorry. I do want to talk to you. It's just hard to hear you right now. Yeah, like, you don't got to explain it to me. I get it. You're a little kid. You don't want to sit on the phone and talk to your dad.
I'm telling you, she's but nine like, going on
yeah,
30.
She's got such a big heart. She cares.
She really does care.
She wants to make sure
that I heard you tell David, do you want to talk to Anna? What he said, no?
Huh? No, I asked both of them if they wanted to talk to you, and that was when they were like, well, we're playing right now, and... Oh, and she was also yelling at her friends. They were, like, playing in a fort, and...
That's cool.
The kids were, like, burying themselves under a blanket, and I hear Hallie. Hallie's, like, the safety person when it comes to anyone doing anything. She's like, you guys should probably not hide underneath the blanket. There might not be enough air under there.
Oh, my God.
You guys should probably come out from under there. That's probably not safe.
There was this one time that Hallie is just the sweetest little girl in the world.
Perfect.
She really is. Perfect. She is perfect. I don't remember what the topic was. This is probably going to be a dumb story, but she set us down and in our living room and was like lecturing us upon on something. I know that even when we turn on movies for her, she's always saying, I probably shouldn't watch this. I don't think this is PG. Like, Hallie, we're the adults. PG. We choose what you should watch. It was Spider-Man. She's like, listen, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just don't think that Spider-Man movies are appropriate for me to watch. And that's how she talks.
I don't think it's appropriate for my age group. I think maybe
yeah.
we should wait a few years.
And then we'll watch it together. But right now, I just don't think it's appropriate. I'm like, Hallie, sit down and watch Spider-Man. It's fine. And then there's David, who one time went, it was Saturday morning. So Dustin and I have a ritual during football season. Football season is huge for us. He's a huge Notre Dame fan, and I am a huge Cowboys fan. So the weekend works really well for us. On Saturdays, it's his day. I keep the kids out of the way. He watches his games. On Sunday, he keeps the kids away, and I watch football all day long. So, why are you making that face?
No, oh. Face. I'm just listening.
You're making a weird face. So anyway, this one specific Saturday.
It's my listening intently face.
This one specific Saturday, Notre Dame was losing badly. They were getting defeated. And Dusty was not in a good mood. David, on the other hand, was about 2 years old at this time. And he was going through his horrible twos, which he hasn't gotten out of yet.
Let's talk about this for just 1 second. It's not that they were losing. It was that they were playing his fucking Navy. And Navy pulls the same bullshit triple option offense every single fucking year. And I don't understand what's so hard to figure out about that. Every other school in the country can figure out how to defend the triple option except for fucking Notre Dame.
You hear that, Brian Kelly? Hope you're listening.
Anyway, go on.
You should probably ask Dusty to be one of your, what are they called? Like, offensive, defensive?
Defensive coordinators?
Coordinator. No, just like a advisor. Yeah, like an advisor. Anyway, so on this specific day, David found some dog poop and ate it. And then got mad at us. He just kind of put it in his mouth, spit it out, and gave us that look like, what?
Oh, yeah. It was one of those, like...
Yeah, why did you just let me do this, you assholes? Right? So that was one event. Second event, I'm doing the dishes. He pulled a knife out of the dishwasher, and he starts chasing us all around with this knife. So you have me and Hallie, and I scream for Dusty to come in there because you don't want to just take the knife away because you don't want him to get hurt. So I'm like, we're surrounding him, trying to get this knife away from him. Somehow we distract him. We take the knife away. We're all like, oh, my God, what just happened? Next thing you know, this kid has a fork in the outlet, and he's sticking the fork in the outlet within 2 seconds of us taking a knife away from him. Right after that, I'm getting yelled at by Dusty because I'm not taking care of the kids. David goes inside Dusty's beer can and sticks his finger inside there. Almost cut himself. He didn't, but almost did. So at this point, I just grab both the kids, go into the bedroom. We start watching movies. Dusty is pissed. He turns off the TV, comes in there, he's like, I guess I just can't watch my movie or my game today, and I'll just turn it off, and I'll pay attention to the kids, and you do whatever. I was like, listen, you need to calm down. You're not really mad at us. You're mad at Notre Dame. You need to go call Brian Kelly, not us. That story was about David. So that's the kind of kid David is. David is my Henri baby.
Okay. Yeah. So, to clear things up... I'm not one of those imbecile football fans who thinks that my thoughts and feelings have any impact on the outcome of the game. I totally get it. I know that no matter what I say, it's not going to affect the outcome of the game.
But
I get
you talk to the TV as if
I yell
at
the TV. I get emotionally invested. I would never fight with someone about it. Like, I'd never, like, get into a physical altercation with someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely yell about it, and I definitely get excited. I'm definitely emotionally invested when it comes to the game and the game being on TV. I don't want to watch a pre-recording of it. I want to be able to watch it live and see it in its entirety without being interrupted by a child who is sticking his finger in my beer can, putting things in outlets, eating dog shit, or swinging knives. My reaction was absolutely not okay.
No, it was not okay. Because it was towards me, and it wasn't even my fault. I can't help the fact that the kid is a little Tasmanian devil. He's a two-year-old, or he was a two-year-old.
I think that if that same thing were to take place on a Sunday...
You think I would react the same way?
Maybe.
You're right. I have no patience.
Maybe a little.
I have no patience.
You're crazy about the Cowboys. She's crazier about the Cowboys than I am about Notre Dame football, and I love Notre Dame football.
Here's another true story. So this season, this past season, the Cowboys had a really good season. They actually went to the playoffs and won a game in the playoffs. So for all you Cowboy haters, screw you. Unless you have, you know, unless you're the Sixburg Steelers, I don't want to hear it.
I thought they won two games in the playoffs, and one of them was just taken away because the fucking refs sucked.
Anyway, we're not even going to go back into that story because that's just another pet peeve. It's going to piss me off. But I had Hayden. I had Hayden with me. We were watching the Cowboys, and I had Hayden learning how to. He was about, 4 months this time? And he was learning how to go, woo, go Cowboys! Woo! So we were doing that the whole time. And I'm holding him, and all of a sudden they score a touchdown, and I started screaming. And immediately Hayden pooped. It was like a fart, shart, and poop. He literally shit himself. Because I screamed so loud. That's how passionate I am about my Cowboys. I made my own son shit himself.
Or our son loves the Cowboys so much that when the Cowboys scored, he got so happy he shit himself.
No, I'm pretty sure I scared the shit out of him. Literally.
Either way.
But at least he goes, woo!
Woo!
When I say Cowboys, he goes, woo!
Nature boy!
No, we're not doing wrestling anymore.
Oh, no wrestling.
Jesus, you and your wrestling. This is going to become a problem.
Nature boy.
So I want to remind you, Dusty was gone for 7 months. For 7 months, I had to pay $9.99 for WWE, even though nobody watched it. Because why?
Because we support WWE.
WWE needs to start supporting us. I want that money back. Nobody watched that for 7 months.
They keep me fucking entertained way more than Cox Cable does. I'm about to delete their shit.
You can't delete Cox Cable.
I can cancel their services.
I wish UVerse would get over here already. They
freaking suck.
UVerse was amazing.
UVerse was amazing. I'll endorse UVerse right now for free.
For free.
For free. For free. Along with my condom commercials.
Oh, yeah.
That's my condom commercial.
What was your condom commercial? How did that go yesterday?
Oh, man. Tell us how you like it and we'll give it to you how you want it. That's what it was.
That sounds more like a McDonald's commercial or a Burger King commercial.
Have it your way? No.
No, not have it your way?
No, that's not what I said. No.
No.
Have it your way? That sounds
like
food.
You're being real sassy today.
I'm sassy.
You are.
Well, there's no sassy face.
Well, there's a little sassy face. You're so sassy.
I'm a little bit sassy.
Are you going to sing for us?
I might just... I could sing tonight, probably.
You want to sing right now?
No.
I'll get you
not really. No.
I've noticed that most of this is me screaming and us making noises. I hope we're entertaining somebody because I'm highly entertained.
This probably isn't even going to be one of our real podcasts. It's probably just a little practice recording that we'll...
Oh, no, this is going to be a real podcast. I'm loving it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you love it, then the people will love it, I guess.
Somebody better love it.
They'll probably like the video, at least. I'll do some editing. I'll put some dancing cartoon characters in the background or something. What's that? What are you holding up? What?
You'll see later.
Oh. Bright Idea Fairy just showed up.
So this is really weird because we're staring at each other on a different computer and all this. Oh, speaking of which, computers, I want to give a shout out to Miss Ashley Fry because today she hooked it up with a MacBook Pro and we love it. It is amazing. She gave it to us for a really good price, too, so.
Keeping the artisans in business right now.
Yeah, she is keeping the artisans in business. She's doing a great job. I love you, Ashley. You're the best friend ever, and I can't wait to have you and your husband over so we can do a podcast with you guys because I think it'd be hilarious.
Totally.
I bought one of those. We have a pool, so I bought one of those floating beer pong tables.
But actually, according to the box, it's only for Gatorade, so...
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. They have Gatorade on there.
Yeah, if you use beer in it, it might ruin it. So, I think we can only play Gatorade Pong.
That's fine.
Which is fine, because we'll get totally freaking hydrated off our minds. It's my goal.
What is the rule? Don't make me laugh while I'm swallowing. That sounded dirty. That's not what I meant.
Don't make me laugh while I'm swallowing.
I hate you so much.
Spitters are quitters.
Spitters are quitters. There's some people that should have been swallowed. Can we name them?
Can we name them?
Yeah.
The kids that were swallowed?
No, probably the kids that should have been swallowed.
Can we name them off? People that you want to erase from the world? No, because...
That would be mean?
Yeah, probably gonna hurt someone's feelings.
I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
I'm not out to hurt anyone's feelings.
I'm not out to hurt anybody's feelings either, but I'm just saying, there's some people that should have been swallowed.
I'm out to brighten and enlighten.
Are you?
Yeah, and maybe learn some new things about myself.
What do you want to learn about yourself?
I don't know. I know I don't know everything.
Like I mentioned before, you're my walking Google. You do know everything.
No, I don't know everything.
Jack of all trades.
Master of none. I know...
So hard on
I know that I don't know everything. And that's how I move forward in life. Trying to learn something new every day.
Literally every day.
Literally every day.
Literally?
Literally.
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 What did you try to learn today?
Right now, friggin' podcast production is kicking my ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. So, we've been doing a lot of research. And please somebody tell me why, on all the research that I do on YouTube or whatever, it's kids that are explaining how to use these things. Why do they know more than us? Why is a 10-year-old teaching me how to use iMovie and podcast productions and all this other stuff? Why are we not capable of doing that on our own? This is so difficult to understand.
I saw something today, like Mike Rowe talking about how lazy and stupid like modern people are. And
clearly not.
Like
this new generation is getting it done.
All right, so yeah, let's talk about the evolution of human beings, how technologically advanced we are. Like, we're so technologically advanced at this point that, like, it's actually causing extra stress in our lives at a very early age because we're capable of doing so much.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're always on the go.
Everything's available at the push of a button. So if you don't stay on top of that shit, people are upset with you. Like, how did you not get that done? All you had to do was push that freaking button and
tell me the truth. If you left your cell phone at home, how upset would you be?
I'd be screwed.
Your day would be ruined, right?
I'd be screwed.
The whole time you'd be thinking, I left my cell phone at work, I'm screwed, I'm lost.
I would.
When my phone dies, when the battery dies because I never charge it, I'm horrible at it, I'm hopeless. I'm literally hopeless. I feel hopeless when my battery dies.
I wouldn't be able to do my job.
I wouldn't be able to do anything. I would not be able to do anything. And what's the most difficult part is that my job, I can't have my cell phone in there. So I have to take so many breaks just so I can use my cell phone and keep up with the world.
Oh, yeah. When they send me to buildings where I have to...
Put your cell phone away?
Put my cell phone away?
It's a hard knock life. But you know what, though?
Oh, well, I don't wear a watch. I can't stand to wear a watch.
I love it. I just started to. I don't ever look at it. I still use my phone to look at the time. This is literally just an accessory. Yeah. But you know what I was thinking, though? You say we're so technologically advanced. The truth is that we are so much more technologically advanced than they're giving us because they make more profit by showing you things one thing at a time, slowly over time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We probably are so technologically advanced right now that we can do things that are out of our imagination, but they're still not going to, you know, provide that to the consumers because if they give you everything at once, then they're not really going to make any profit from it. So that's crazy. But this new generation, I don't think it's lazy because our son, who is 1 year old, he knows how to use a cell phone. He knows how to scroll through pictures. He knows how to use Siri. He talks to Siri.
We're going to get haters from that. Here we go.
What? Why are we going to get haters for that?
You know, people don't want their kids playing with phones.
I don't want him playing with my phone. This is my second phone because he broke my other one. I'm just saying when he does grab it or when I'm trying to, you know, keep him calm or we're in public or whatever, I'll let him hold it and he literally scrolls through and just knows how to use it. I remember David was 2 years old when he knew how to use a cell phone and iPad and it's crazy. And like I said, these kids are teaching us, adults, how to use all this equipment and all this technology and I think they're going to be smarter for it. I think they're going to be far more advanced than what we are. My brother, who is 17 years old, could do anything. I mean, he made our son a video for his 1 year birthday because I couldn't figure out how to do it because I'm not technologically, what's the word there that I'm looking for? I'm technologically retarded, let's put it that way.
That's not politically correct, but okay.
I take that back.
It's okay. We don't have to always be politically correct. We can't be because we're just... Sometimes we're ignorant.
We know it. We admit it, yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did this video and it was amazing. And he edits videos all the time and I just can't even figure out how he does it. It took us an hour just to figure out how to record this.
Yeah.
More than an hour.
Apple products are great, but we're still kind of slow with them.
We were Macintosh before. Now we're an Apple family. We have Apple everything.
No, we were not Macintosh before. Yeah. We were Macintosh now.
Yeah. No, not Macintosh. We're Microsoft. We're a Microsoft. Now we are an Apple family. And
okay, but yeah. I love it. So we've evolved into this technologically advanced race, but there's also been, like, a crazy physiological evolution that's taken place, and no one's even going to really, like, sit back and take notice of this, probably for another 10 to 20 years, and finally say, what the hell happened? Because we've gone, in the last 20 years, to two completely crazy extremes. We have one end of the scale where we have people who don't give a shit and they eat the most disgusting foods all the time and they're just like in terrible shape.
Yeah.
And they're like going to a dietitian and trying to figure out how to get this stuff
diabetes
worked out.
Diabetes and all this
and
stuff, yeah.
They're not getting it worked out because they're eating all this processed sugar and they just can't figure out how to do a proper diet. And then on the other end, we have those people that
extremists.
Are extreme, pampering themselves. And even above that, you have like the Mr. Olympias who walk around looking like a fucking cloud. Like, it's absolutely insane. But like, people want to deny that evolution's continuing to take place. Friggin' technologically and physiologically, we're seeing a lot of changes taking place right in front of us. And down the road, people are going to look at the different bone structures of these people that have died, and they're going to be able to compare that shit to the Cro-Magnon man and the Neanderthals, and you're going to see a change in the way these people
evolution
develop.
Evolution is a real thing.
Well, of course.
For you that don't believe in evolution, we do. So evolution is a real thing, and it's proven. It's science. Science
it's
is real.
Science. And what I'm saying, my point is, like, people say, if evolution is real, how come we haven't seen any real changes in the last 2,000 years? I'm telling you, right now, we are in the middle of an evolutionary
change.
I think
the theory in that is, you don't see yourself, take a baby for example. If you have a child, you're with that child every day of their life. You don't see how much they grow. Take a week away from that child and come back and see how much they've changed. That's what they need to do. If you're looking at something every day, you're living that life, how are you supposed to see the evolution in it? How are you supposed to see how much it's changed if you're just continuously living in that life?
Mm-hmm.
Just look at where we are now. Look at the things that we're capable of doing. There's people getting sent to live on Mars, for crying out loud. There's, you know, Olympians being women and being becoming transgender. I mean, we have changed crazy since 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago.
Explain the level of athleticism in these people over time.
Well, Bo Jackson.
How people continue to get better and continue to
break
records. And I'm not talking about changing the rules. I'm not talking about, like, football where they make rules to protect the receivers to the point where a defender can't touch them so
right.
Quarterbacks can throw for 10,000 yards in a season. I'm talking about real records like being the fastest man in the world.
Right,
or
yeah. There's a lot of records, but it is pretty crazy, and most of them aren't taking steroids, though. You don't think so?
Yeah, but you know what? What about a guy who naturally produces that much testosterone?
Bo Jackson.
Well, not necessarily Bo Jackson. Bo
he
Jackson
was amazing.
Was just a freak. Freak
he was
of
amazing.
Nature.
He was.
One of the greatest athletes to
ever
live.
Ever. That was a really good documentary on 30/30 about him.
Yeah, superhuman guy.
He was superhuman. He was amazing.
He's still an amazing guy. He's for someone who
he's a good friend of ours.
No, he's not. But no, he just.
But if he wants to be, you know where to find us.
Love to have him on the podcast.
I'd love to just touch him. Just touch. Is he real? Is this real life?
If he ever wants to fly out to San Diego, we can put him up in our house for free.
Yeah, he can sleep on our couch.
Yeah, I'll give him my bed.
You'll give him. You didn't ask me if I would be willing to share a bed with Bo Jackson, but
I didn't say you were going to sleep with him.
You've given him your bed. That means you're giving him your side of the bed.
Oh.
I feel like that's a decision we should both make.
Is it okay if Bo Jackson sleeps in the bed with you?
No.
Oh.
That's a stranger. Stranger danger.
Stranger. Well, then get out of the bed. Bo Jackson, if you come to our house, you will have the bed to yourself.
It is a comfy bed. That's Ashley. Ashley slept in our bed.
Ashley slept in our bed?
Yeah, a lot of people have slept in our bed.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My other friend Becky slept in our bed.
That's our marriage bed.
I feel worse for the people who've slept in our bed than how you feel about people sleeping in our bed. Why are you turning me? Bring me back. Ah. All right. Well, guys, this has gone on for a really long time, so we're going to go ahead and end tonight's podcast. And as always, please visit our website at WTHWereWeThinking.com. Follow us on Twitter at WTHWWT. And what else do we have? Facebook. Find us on Facebook at WTHWereWeThinking. Subscribe. And don't forget, I want to hear about your pet peeves. And again, if you guys want to, if anybody wants to listen to us talk about wrestling, go ahead and let us know.
And if you guys don't want me to talk about wrestling, let me know. I won't talk about wrestling anymore. I got lots of stuff I want to talk about, like Frank Castle, the Punisher, my favorite guy of all time. Or Wade Wilson, Mr. Deadpool himself.
Oh my God, this is over. All right, thank you again for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Listen to us again. We'll be back next week.